Hello, patrons. This is the post show. I'm Adam Coble. These are my friends. We just had that was a great episode. I had a fun time with that. That was fun. It's cool doing like combat stuff. We haven't had a fight on the ship, and I feel like it's nice to kind of just like shake the cobwebs off sometimes with a little like, take your turn, make a roll, do a badass thing. Like, it's nice to do that in between all the kind of like intense drama. So I really enjoyed that. I had a fun time having my NPCs get blown up and shot with lasers. How did you guys feel? Did you have a good time? Was that fun? Did you like it?
I got Bicky the Tip. Pilot of mech.
Yeah, Bicky you did have a giant robot. We had a giant robot. Yeah. We had Bicky Tip. So Bicky both Bronze and Max ran into this problem that happens with role-playing games, and particularly role-playing games that give you a D20 to do things, where you're like, I have an idea of my character as being cool and tough and a badass. And the dice are like, how about fuck you instead? Yeah. And you just miss every shot you try to make. And you're like, I thought I was cool. So I'm glad you could get through that. But that I wanted to acknowledge how fucking frustrating that is. It's so bad.
Oh, it is. It is. Especially because like I also fucked up. Like you said, dust off the cobwebs. I did not add my attack bonus to like my first roll.
So you're at minus. Yeah, you're at minus two when you should
instead
have been
of like
plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it happens. Yeah, and I had forgotten about the giant robots, so I had to do a little bit of like, wait, fuck, how much would giant robot weapons do? And like, I had an idea about these guys, but I hadn't detailed them, so that I had to do a little chasing to get that to work.
Yeah, that fight would have been really scary without that mech, though. Like, I just, oh, those yeah. guys Absolutely. Had like such good gear.
Absolutely.
And like, Booker was on his own for like a whole like two shots worth of rounds. Just yeah, that would have been super scary. And it kind of goes to show like the difference between when we first did our first big combat and now as well. Like, I remember that first big combat was just it was the worst thing ever. It was like so stressful and terrifying, and we're all like, oh, I've got like 3 hit points, run away. Now it feels like we can do more badass stuff.
Yeah. When I was like, I remember we were in the hangar. I was like, well, either I can get into a ship of some sort that has cannons on it, you know, and do the whole like classic movie thing where and then the mechs came up and I was like, yep, that worked perfectly. Cause I can soak up a bunch of damage and be the target while everybody else does stuff. Yeah, that was cool. Also.
Yeah.
God, did you hear Booker got into a fucking mech in the hangar?
Yeah.
Cool point.
It's going to be good for his street cred. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to get in trouble for breaking it?
Booker doesn't care. He defended.
It's true.
They want to get like, so, oh yeah, is the ship not crawling with Acre mech or Acre, you know, mercs? You're welcome. You're welcome for that.
I just, you know how bureaucracy works. They're going to be like, right now we're going to go to war with the US.
I'm sure.
You broke one of our experimental mechs. It's your ass on the line, Greaves. Because Greaves always gets
you're a loose cannon, Greaves.
This is literally loose cannon.
I mean, I love,
we're going to have so much paperwork.
I'm like pretty sure Yancey's going to have something to say. Like,
yeah.
I heard Greaves was instrumental, even if he did cause so much damage.
I think that Yancey's not... He's not sure about Greaves right now, right? Like, as long as he is under control, in the sense of like, you, like Nomi has him on a leash and Nomi's willing to be responsible for his failures, then, you know, he's fine. But if he thinks that Booker is not being taken care of or watched, then he'll come down on Nomi. But yeah, I think there'll be a conversation where Yancey's like, so Cirrus, I heard he half destroyed one of our mechs. How do you feel about that? What should we do?
I kind of feel like Yancey, there must be a part of Yancey that is kind of like, that's kind of fucking cool though. Cause I remember like Yancey when we first started out and he was such like, I'm going to blow it up. I'm going to buy loads of explosives. And I kind of think that part of him would be like, it was pretty cool that Booker got in the mech
never
and blew up all the Acre people.
No, he would never admit
it.
That someone else
but
did something
inside,
cool.
Inside,
you know, the thing is, we didn't see it, and I didn't get a chance to like express it all. But in my head, this whole time, like when the power went out, Yancey was just like shouting at his computer because he couldn't check his email. Right, like he was like in the middle of watching something, and then all the power went out, and he's just like, God damn it! And like yelling at some tech, like I need to check my email. This is bullshit. Right.
My
while all this other
down.
Stuff's going on. Exactly. Right.
Trump.
He's the kind of person. He's the kind of person who would go on like a rampaging tirade to anyone who'd listen if they like changed the UI of his like social media program. Like he just flip out. So, yeah, he's a bit of a shithead, so I wouldn't worry too much about that. But he will use it as an opportunity to be like, so Nomi, what do you think we should do about this? Yeah, I thought you handled him really well today, and that conversation where he was like, you're not telling me everything, and you're like, well, I haven't had a chance. Keep your fucking pants on. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I was pretty careful about like what I said, that none of it was a lie, but I wasn't telling him everything either. So
Have you ever had a job where you just like really hated your boss? Because it seems like you've got some experience with like handling people with power that you don't like very much.
A job, no. My life, yes.
Right. Yeah. 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 Fair. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like dealing with people you can't just ignore. And I thought that was a good scene. I thought you handled that really well. I'm really excited. I liked giving Vicky the opportunity to like start with a fight. That was part of why I wanted to do the like big fight thing too, was that I thought it was important that we get to see you in your element rather than just be like, you got to take our word for it. Vicky's like a fighter. She's like a good fighter type. I wanted to show rather than tell. I thought that was going to be more effective. So even if the dice didn't like play you,
I did some
right,
cool things. People figured out that I'm kind of sneaky.
Yeah. Well, you ended the fight, right? That thing of like, I just hold my gun out and I wait until there's a person in the way and then I shoot them in their face. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that worked out pretty good.
No, I
learned
think that
you were rude.
Well, here's the thing. I think like Booker's going to probably end up really liking Vicky because she's like Booker in the sense that she doesn't mince words. She's very like, just like how she is. She doesn't get caught behind ceremony and titles and stuff like that because she's just used to. That was the cool thing, because even though it was a fight, for a character like mine, it also introduces some role play elements of how she's very used to working as a team. And she very quickly ascertained, like, okay, I'm not going to say, like, who are you? No, clearly we're killing the same people. I don't give a shit who you are. You know, you go check on that other room. I'll go take care of this guy. You turn on your stabilizers. And I think, like, even though it was a fight, it kind of illustrates how she operates, being like a third party or being a death list. She doesn't really stand on ceremony. That doesn't really factor into her calculations of, you know, oh, this guy's my superior. I should probably, yo, jackass, hit that blinking button.
Yeah. And that's why Booker fired back too with like, yeah, sorry, I didn't realize it when I was trying to kill everything in here. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was great. It was a good little moment. Yeah. Yeah, I'm into it.
And Walking Dead callback, which like season one is great, so.
It is. That's true.
And I got to mind melt someone, so I was really excited.
That was the last important thing. I love that we just got to see you be like, nah, fuck this guy. I'm gonna use my brain. Doesn't matter how much armor you have, your brain is soft and squishy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was saying before how like sometimes I wish that Nomi would die so that I could make a new character, because there's so many different like houses and factions that it would be fun to explore. But now Nomi's gotten too powerful, and so now it's like really fun because I just like nope. I don't want him to be alive or conscious anymore, or like this person just can't think about violence or betraying me or anything, you know, like that kind of stuff is really fun. So then it's like, well, you want to stick with it because that's cool too, because especially like the more you level up, like psychics go from, I went from being able to like send someone thoughts to suppress their ability to think about something to I melt your brain with 66 of damage, and then the next level of that is 96 of damage. So they go like real quick like into this just absolute danger zone. So
like if you roll even passably well, like even a successful save is a lot of damage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like those guys have like, what, 10 HP at them?
Yeah, 10. Yeah.
So even if they'd save for half, like you still would have reduced them to nothing. Like
I rolled a 27. Yeah. Still would have
crazy. And then even just the ability to just say, oh, you can't think about this anymore. Like, well, that's amazing for the roleplay stuff as well. Like fucking over Yancey, that could be so powerful. Just like, yep, you can't think about ambition or, you know, fucking me over and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, there's this really interesting thing that kind of happens in fights, and I think this fight was great because it didn't seem that lethal because Booker ate up all the hits, but their weapons were doing 2d8 plus 2 damage a hit. So you guys would have gotten tore up if you got like a hit on you, but it was great. Like tactically you did everything right. People like moved out, they took their shot, they hid, and then Booker was just big target. And if there had been more of them, or if they had stuck around a little longer or had more hit points, then yeah, you could have been in danger, right? Cause the thing you brought it down to half health. It was reducing every hit that it took by 10. But it was good. The pacing was great. And it was like anybody who took a serious hit, whether from the mag pistol or from the mind attack, was like dropped right away, which is the way that Stars Without Number fights are. But it was cool getting to do some like vehicle stuff and kind of expand out to that. It's good to do.
I'm curious to see if stuff. You get to keep the Thunder Gun or if we have to return that to the captain.
Well, I think that the way Gabriel sees it is it's your gun that you can give to Gabriel when you want him to use it. That's the kind of way that he's gonna see it, of like you want me to do something.
Right, she'd like,
I feel like she's fond of it.
Tech level five items outside of like Trillient and Triangulum, and I guess Imperial Prime, TL5 items are like magic items, so they all have like a story. Like you don't just make them for nothing. Mm-hmm. Generally, they're not like mass produced, or you've recovered them from like they're around for like 1,000 years or whatever. They're from a better time, and so yeah. I try to think of every TL5 item that comes up like this to have it has a story. So like there's a reason that the captain has it, and she got it from somewhere, and they either made it for her or they got it from somewhere. Like she'd be able to tell you some of that stuff, and I like that. I like that idea of them being kind of like meaningful in that way, from a story perspective,
for sure.
Same as magic items,
super cool.
It's the gun equivalent of the Apology of Emperor Fae. So we'll see if she wants it back. I'm gonna guess probably yes, she does. But well, cool. That was super fun, and I'm
maybe
excited to see.
I can roll a talk to convince her to let you keep it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Can we borrow this? Yeah.
You know,
exchange favors. Yeah. Yeah. Like, we'll help you out with this, but we need to borrow the big gun. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I'm excited to see where the next mission goes. It'll be a little bit more like politics-y, but there'll be more stuff. We'll get to go see Imperial Prime. I didn't mention this during the show, and I always forget, but everybody take 3 experience, because you successfully completed like the little like arc of... So if you have any leveling up to do or anything, because I know some people are like the high end of 4. Let me know if you're going to level up there.
I'm 4 points away from level 6.
Super close, nice. I think, because I'm close to level 4.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you can go
level
ahead
up.
And level up. Nice.
It was the How exact was amount I needed to get to level 5.
One off.
So we'll do hit point rolls at the beginning of the next episode. You're gonna get your skill points appropriately. Max, I will. Fuck, my phone doesn't work. I'll make a note, Max, in Slack to tell you how many skill points you get. Note to self. And then we'll just do that at the beginning for anything we have to roll. Okay, cool. All right. So that's it. That's it for this episode and for the post show. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thank you, patrons, for your continued support. And Cass, thanks for a good episode. It was really nice. It's fun when it flies by, and I always feel like it's such a great time. So I'm looking forward to next time, and I will see everybody then. Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Biggie tip.